Research shows that there are behaviors that may intensify the compassion fatigue, as well as behaviors that may lessen the impact. Behaviors that intensify compassion fatigue. Those workers who are disaffected, engage in escape avoidance, correlate with burnout. A failure to make the critical distinction between empathy and countertransference. Countertransference is a common topic in group supervision. It is healthy and welcomed in group for supervisees to talk openly about their own emotional reactions to clients. For example, a clinician may report feeling angry at a client, or disappointed in a client, or fearful of a client. These are normal feelings and responses and are appropriate to share in supervision, so that they can be processed so as not to impede the therapeutic work or relationship. Empathy is feeling what the client is feeling. Empathy can be a very strong in clinicians. Most of us work in this field because we are highly empathetic with others. With trauma clients, this empathy works against us when we begin to take ownership of the client's feelings, like taking the trauma home with us and not being able to let it go.